to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. We hope that your morning is off to an incredibly great start. It's 7:37. Today, of course, is June 14th, and it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Oh, yeah. And so before I introduce you to the women, let me just tell you a little bit about Real Women, Real Talk, in case this is your first conversation with Real Women, Real Talk. What Real Women, Real Talk is, it's women that are local, national, and even international. We're bringing women in from all parts, far and near, to have real conversations. And what the producer does is he works on these women all week long to determine who will come together at the table and to have these very real conversations. And what he does is he just throws the topic out there. The team comes up with what we're going to talk about, and we don't share with anybody, any of the women, what the conversation will be about until that morning or this morning. And so we just want real responses from real people. And you know what it's about? It's about things that we all have challenges with. It's about conversations, ideas that make us think, that make us grow, that help us to hopefully come into our own, to start, if we have not already, the birthing process of our gifts, our dreams, and our destiny. But even bigger than that, We hope that you will be enlightened. We hope that you'll walk away encouraged. And most importantly, walk away from the conversations uplifted. And every single Friday, no matter who the women are, we get such incredibly wonderful, warm responses from you saying, you know what? I was able to grab hold of something and take something away from each and every conversation that I will carry with me. And let me tell you what it is. It's even bigger than all of the women that converge. It is an anointing that falls on the conversation that really just makes it powerful for us and for each and all and everyone listening. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It promises to be a sizzling good conversation. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our real women for Real Talk on this Friday. Stay on point. We're back right after this. Health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. sites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies. All wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and we'll wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered. At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Let me tell you something. Every morning is a great morning, but Real Women, Real Talk is probably the most special day of my week, and I hope it is of yours as well. Let me introduce you to this morning's Real Women. Laura Doyle is a relationship coach. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she's a radio host. Also, Sonia Renee, she is a transformational leader. She is an award-winning poet and founder of The Body Is Not an Apology. Now, Lisa Campo, I'll say she's a strong white woman. And I use that as a joke because when we had Dr. Maya Angelou on, she said, you never hear people say white women are strong women or strong white women. But Lisa Campo is a strong white woman. She is a regular contributor to Real Women, Real Talk in the OPT Network. She's a business owner. She is an entertainer. She is an events coordinator, and she, too, is a transformational woman. Ladies, good morning and welcome. And let me just say that Laura and Sonia are joining us all the way from sunny California, yay, except for it's so early that it's not yet sunny. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we're so excited to have everybody on this morning. And let me tell you what we're talking about, ladies. We're talking about something called the third metric. Now, a lot of people may not have heard about this, but what it is, it's Arianna Huffington. She is the owner and editor of the Huffington Post. And she had a women's conference a few days ago and where women came and they converged. And she called it the third metric. And the definition of that is that success goes beyond money and power. And the reason why we're having this conversation is because I want to delve into whether we are really pursuing and birthing those gifts and talents that God has placed within us, or if we are following the money and the power. And Sonia Renee, I want you to start, because each and every woman on the panel this morning has made a transformation from the conventional to owning and birthing and growing those gifts and talents that have been placed within. Talk about that for me.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, this idea of following the money, well, I think that none of us would be necessarily in the areas that we are in if it was about the money. Because none of, you know, like having a vision that leads you down an unconventional path usually isn't the place where you think first about money. You know, when I was a kid, I went to college, nobody was like, oh, you should totally, you know, be a poet. You're going to be really rich. That wasn't how that went. But the truth is, you know, I majored in sociology. It also was not a field that was going to make me very rich, necessarily. But it was a field that I felt passionate about. And my philosophy has always been, if I've got to spend the majority of the waking hours of my life doing something, it should be something that makes me come alive, not something that puts a nail in the coffin each day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and so that, you know, the more that I got in touch with what makes me come alive, the more that began to lead me into what it was that I wanted to be doing with my life. And once I knew what I wanted to be doing with my life, then I could begin to command what that was worth.
Now, talk about, you said,
I could say what I was worth, you know, because I knew that I felt it, you know.
Now, you said something so powerful that I've got to rewind on. You said, I got in touch with what makes me come alive. There is somebody out there trying to figure out how to get in touch with what makes me come alive. When you said that, it just brought something up within my soul. Talk about how that moment was for you when you got in touch with what made you come alive.
And for me, it was this really sort of, I often describe it as the moment you see on the cartoon where something happens and then, like, the sky opens up and the trumpets play and the little angels. For me, that was absolutely the experience I had the first time that I read a poem on open microphone. And I knew that there was something in me that wanted to do this more and more and more and more. But one of the reasons that we have such a hard time finding what makes us come alive is because we have such a hard time wanting to spend any time with ourselves. So, you know, like, if you can't be alone with you, then you can't be alone with what is welling up inside you. And so, you know, sometimes we've got to get out of the cacophony of being surrounded by people so that we can drop into our center and figure out what that thing is that is pulsing in us. And for me, once I had that moment, you know, like, I left that open mic and I went back to my office and I Googled open mics at 11 o'clock at night. Because I needed to know where else I could go and do this thing that had me buzzing with electricity. And that was my first inkling, like, oh, this is something I need to be looking at.
You know what, Sonya Renee, you just describe that only like a poet and writer could. You describe that so beautifully that I could literally see it in my mind's eye. It sounded so poetic. So, Laura, I want you to weigh in on the very same thing. Do you remember when that moment was for you? If ever that you were chasing money or chasing the power where you got in tuned with that thing that made you come alive?
Well, you know, for me, what happened was every master was once a disaster. And I really was just trying to save my own marriage. And I was asking women who had been married a really long time, it seemed like it, back then, which was like 15 years. And now I've been married for 24. But I thought, well, they must know. They must know what the secret to a happy marriage is. And as they told me, those ideas sounded just crazy to me. They didn't even sound like they were possible to do. And so I would just, they'd tell me, and I'd say, well, have you got anything else? Because, you know, like they say, try not to criticize your husband, no matter how much it seems like he deserves it. And I'm like, have you got anything else? Because I don't think I can do that. But I became willing over time to give it a try because I was just that desperate. I really did not want to be divorced. And what resulted was so transformational for me that, I mean, I didn't really even identify. I love Sonya's story about, like, you know, going to the open mouth and feeling so tantalized and energized and invigorated. But for me, it just took me over like a, I don't know, like I didn't even stop to think. I just thought, well, this is amazing. Everybody needs to know it. And I started a little support group in my house. I made all my friends come and start doing the things that I was learning. And then someone said, and then they would tell their friends, and, you know, it was like that hair commercial, and so on and so on. And, and finally somebody said, my cousin in Florida wants to know what we're doing. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll write it down. And then I said to my husband, you know, I think there must be at least like 2,000 women who would want to read about this. And he said, okay, well, why don't we self-publish the book? And I said, great. You know, and this is, at no point am I thinking, wow, this really tickles me, or this is so fun, or but it was, of course. But it just, I don't know, it was just like this force that took me over. And I knew that mattered more than anything to me. It just was never, it was never even a competition with anything else mattering after I made that those discoveries. Because, and I love Arianna Huffington's third metric idea, because, you know, money and power, I think of those as, in a way, traditional male success. And I think if we can, as women, only be successful by imitating men, I think that's kind of a big failure, because I think we bring certain gifts to the world that only women bring and that the world needs so much. And that's so that's part of what I do, is, and that's one of the things that tickles me the most is.
And you're being modest, because, you know, this book went on to reach the New York Times bestsellers list.
15 languages.
In 15, I mean, so, I mean, could you in your wildest dreams have imagined, now not chasing the money, that it would go to the New York Times bestsellers list, be translated?
I thought there were 2,000 women that wanted to read it. That was my best guess.
Wow.
In the beginning. And that is not, you need to sell a lot more than that to get to bestseller status. So my vision was just a little bit of what, I mean, now I get to, I train women to be relationship coaches. And that's one of the things I love to do the most, because, of course, what I'm witnessing really is their transformation as well. And seeing them come into that feminine power and to recognize, like, oh, it's not all about... I think I'm watching them have the very moment you're describing, Carlette, where they're transforming themselves by putting their own feminine gifts ahead of just the workaday world, the corporate values.
Absolutely. And let me turn to Lisa Campo. I say Lisa is a little woman, and she's got the heart and the spirit the size of Texas. And, you know, one of the things that I know about my sister sitting here is that when you are so big, when you walk into a room so big and full of energy, sometimes it's hard to fit into the box, into the conventional box. And that's something that I noticed and understood about and understand about all of the women that come to Real Women Real Talk, that each and every woman has such gifts and such talents. And Lisa, you're one of those women. And talk about how you, that moment where you decided the conventional just didn't work.
Well, I think really stepping back and trying to look at it from, you know, it's easier to try to step out of your life and look in versus stand in the middle of the whirlwind and look out. You can't find your way, if that makes any sense to
anyone. Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, my husband and I, we have this joke. We laugh and we tell ourselves, there is another world that runs parallel with this one. And in that other world, he is a professional golfer on the PGA Tour, and I am a famous singer and entertainer. And so we're these famous people who chased the young dream of fame and fortune and power and big money. And we came to a crossroads one day in our relationship where I realized that no matter how much that tingling in my gut that she was just talking about, no matter how much I feel that when I'm on stage singing and the warmth of that spotlight just makes my soul burst into flames, I wanted to have a family and be a wife and a mother more. That role in my life is what inspires me to do everything. To provide is everything to me for my children. And so as a wife trying to mimic the man, a woman trying to mimic the man in success and provide for the family, so many of us find ourselves chained into these relationships with employers where we are going through the moment, you know, time to make the donuts, going to make the donuts. We are willing to sacrifice every ounce of happiness, every ounce of who we really are for that guaranteed paycheck every first and 15th. It barely pays the bills if it does, but by God, I'm going to get it no matter what they say to me, how they make me feel, the doors they slam in my face, the insults they throw upon me. I'm going to get my little paycheck. Because God knows it's barely going to make my ends meet. And that is what the love of my children, the misery that you go through sometimes in these relationships, in these conventional, employment opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and there are far and few between now
mm-hmm.
for employment opportunities. That is what really inspired me. I wanted to be a happy mom, and I wanted to be a happy wife, and making mm-hmm. this transformation,
mm-hmm.
there, I'm far from the success of a New York bestseller. I'm just very new in my new career. However, my husband has said to me, my God, I had no idea how unhappy you were.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people stop me and ask me who haven't seen me in 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Oh, my God, have you had plastic surgery? Did you have a dermabrasion done?
Mm-hmm.
Have you started Botox? Because by just taking the amount of misery out of my life, I was able to see my happiness. Now, I'm not saying I still can barely pay my bills and I have paycheck to paycheck and barely, rob Peter, pay Paul, barely making ends meet. However, to be happy in your home,
mm-hmm.
you can see the biggest houses, the fanciest cars, the most jewels and furs you could put your eyes on, unless you are happy in your home. And that is where your core is at, no matter if it is in an apartment, in a shoebox, mm-hmm. in a trailer, in a house. Unless you have a home that you are happy in, all the money and the power mm-hmm. in the world will never save your day.
Hey, y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we plant those little seeds and then we start watering and then they grow into something amazing. You're on point. And if you're tuned in, you're listening to Smart Talk for Smart People. We're going to take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Oh, y'all.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. It's Friday morning. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We are joined by some incredible women this morning. Laura Doyle, she's a relationship coach. She's a New York Times bestselling author and a radio host. Sonia Renee is a transformational leader, award-winning poet, and founder of The Body Is Not an Apology. They're both from different parts of California. And Lisa Campo, she's a regular contributor to Real Women, Real Talk. She's a business owner, a singer, and an events coordinator. And during the break, y'all, we are having some real, real deep conversations. And this is where I want to go. because Lisa brought up something, and I'm not going to give the whole scenario.
Because it's really the details are not the important thing. It's the what you said to me.
Okay, so this is what we do as women. We are fixers, ladies. I think everybody can agree upon that. Is that right?
Yes.
We want most of us. We're fixers. I'm a fixer. And so we want to fix everything. And Lisa was talking about a situation and a deadline. And if that thing didn't happen, then another thing was going to happen. And I said, when we are fixers, we go into I have to do it instead of giving it back to your God, your higher power, whatever source you trust to fix it. And so, Sonia, I sense that you are saying what?
That there is one of the things that I remind myself on a daily basis, right? And it's the absolute truth is that I ain't never starved and I ain't never been homeless. And there are two reasons why that is. That's because I have a really good God that ain't going to see that happen, and a good God who has given me the smarts to make sure that ain't got to happen.
Ooh.
So one way or another, I'm going to survive. And if I'm trusting in that, right, then even when that deadline is looming, even when my back is against the wall, even if I don't make the deadline, that ain't the end of the game.
Because
I'm not out of the game yet. I ain't been out of the game yet. I don't have a God who's going to see me on the bench.
Mm.
And so I don't have to worry in that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, and not that it hasn't been stressful, not that there aren't days when it's like, oh, really, if this check don't come in 30 seconds, what for A, B, and C is going to happen? And even if A, B, and C happen, I'm still standing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's, in this thing that we're talking about, actually isn't even attainable without faith.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
Sonia, what
you
was
know?
It
there
that
are
you
too
said?
Many unknowns.
And Sonia, you said something so profound during the break. Share it with our listeners.
Absolutely. So when I decided to leave my job as a director in a nonprofit organization to pursue a career as a poet, I asked a friend at my job, I said, am I willing to give up everything I have, which is everything I need, for the possibility of everything I want?
Mm.
And it really was a question about, can I have my biggest dream, right? Or do I need to keep living small to make sure that I, you know, meet the light bill, you know, pay the...
Mm-hmm.
And I don't serve a small God,
mm-hmm.
So I don't have to ask, you know, so I don't have to live small because the container, my source, is infinite. So why would I not step into infinity?
And Sonia, I want you to say it one more time, because I know there are women frantically writing this down to put this on their desk on a sticky, because this is so empowering what you have said, because so many times we feel like the egg timer has been set. We're too old to have that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never happen. Mm-hmm. We've run out of time. It is never too late. What you said, we are never on the bench. The Lord never sits us on the bench. Please say one more time, are we willing to give up? Say that one more time for people to hear that again.
Are you willing to give up everything you have, which is everything you need, for the possibility of everything you want?
Mm.
And I believe that you can live in a world where you can have everything you want. And that doesn't mean you can have it all at one time. It doesn't
right.
mean you walk into the buffet of life options.
Right.
It does mean that you can step into a position in your life where all of your dreams are possible.
Absolutely.
I truly believe.
And let me just piggyback on this, because there's one little part that I beg to differ with about the bench. Because when you are in the game of life, and I say this all the time, and this is an important caveat for every person listening, when you think that it's you, when you start chasing that tail of money, materialism, power, and all of those things, and you lose the humility and you forget who the source is, you will get set down on the bench of life. I've been there. You will get taken out of the game. You will get pulled out, and you will get set down to learn those lessons, to learn and trust that it was never you. And see, this is where we miss it. And when I talked about being a fixer, see, I'm a fixer, and I believe most women are. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to find a way to fix it. And Laura, you may be able to relate to this as well, where we want to fix everything. And so we come out of that higher source that gave you the plan, that has given you the gift that lies within, and then you start thinking that it's something that you have to do it, and then you put I there. I.
Oh, yeah.
I got to do it.
Well, absolutely. That's how I got into a mess in my marriage. I had developed an unbelievable sense of superiority to my husband. You know, I thought, oh, gosh, I'm a little tidier than he is. I can show him how to, you know, I've got a better sense of style than him, so I'm just going to tell him how to dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little smarter about these things at work, so I'm just going to tell him how to ask for a raise at work. I'm just trying to help. And who knew that helpful in wife language was actually critical
mm-hmm.
in husband language, and he withdrew and became distant. And I thought that was annoying. And I thought, gosh, I just married the wrong guy. If only I had a different guy. It must not be, you know, I know it can't be me because I'm all that.
So, of course.
A lot of humility there.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I did lose my humility. And I was miserable for years. Mm-hmm. We started going to counseling. That kind of made things worse, unfortunately. And, you know, it wasn't until I did get benched. It's exactly what you said, where I was like, okay, none of this is working. I'm reading books. I'm going to counseling. I'm still miserable. I'm still on the verge of divorce. Well, what am I going to do different? Well, it wasn't until I became willing to try these, you know, what I considered kooky suggestions from these women who had what I wanted
mm-hmm.
that I started to get a new perspective.
And
on
so
life.
Let me stop you right there, Laurel, because this is powerful. Taking suggestions and looking at people that have what you want, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your art. You see, I think as women, we're not doing that enough. We are not encouraging each other enough. We are not saying, wow, how did you do that? How are you making a marriage work and being friends with your spouse? Or how are you making your business work? We are not surrounding ourselves with an enclave of people and women that are doing those great things that we would like to do. And why is that, Lisa?
You know, we keep going back to this, and this has come up in multiple conversations. It's our own insecurities that keep us from saying, kudos, baby girl, good job for you. When we look at a successful woman, and every single woman has been guilty or is guilty of this in their very lifestyle right now, when you look at another successful woman, or when you look at a woman, your perception of her, her hair, her makeup, her clothes, her weight, her height, whatever, her career, her success, her titles, her money, her car, instead of looking at her and saying, way to go, she's got it together, we start tearing her apart.
Mm-hmm.
Internally, what it is our own insecurities and where we have failed in getting the BMW or weighing what she weighs or having the new pair of shoes she's wearing. It is our own insecurities that are eating us up and keeping us from saying, hey, you know what? I'm a supporter of you. I am so happy for you. That is awesome. Way to go. I'm going down the avenue. I want to get on the avenue she's on.
Mm-hmm.
We attack her versus lift her up. What is wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
This is a repetitive, very vicious, ugly cycle.
And I'm really tired of having that conversation. Sonya Renee, weigh in on that. Why do you think that this is a continual and perpetual conversation that women have about and with each other?
I think that, one, we're socialized to be that way. Right? Part of the way in which we put up barriers against women's success, and I mean that materially, but also spiritually and emotionally, is that we tell them that there's limited space for opportunity and success, right? It's a tight game, and only a few of you can actually be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we create this crab in a barrel scenario, right, where we're always vying to be better than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's that mentality of scarcity, right, that idea that there is not enough abundance in the world for me to and that I am not worthy of that abundance, or that I am not connected to a source, a higher power that wants that for me. And so then we're constantly, you know, we have to be in in conflict with people who have what we have, so that we what we want, mm-hmm. so that we can have that, as opposed to realizing that, you know, what is mine is mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what God has for me is for me,
mm-hmm.
and that's undeniable. You know, mm-hmm. that's undeniable. And it's, we talk about in The Body Is Not an Apology, this idea of body terrorism, and it really is the way in which we are constantly attacked each and every day, in ways, messages that tell us that we're not enough.
Mm.
And that not enough syndrome is what keeps us in conflict with ourselves and in conflict with each other.
Wow. Y'all, this is a powerful, powerful conversation. I'm going to let Laura and Lisa weigh in on that. Everybody, this is just great stuff. It's real women, real talk, and you're on point. I got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more of this incredible conversation. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and this is the OPT Network. We're joined by Laura Doyle from California, Sonia Renee from California, and Lisa Campo right here from the Twin Cities. And this morning, we're talking about so many things. We're talking about really the third metric. And it was a women's conference put on by Arianna Huffington. She owns the Huffington Post. And we're talking about all of the issues that we have. But, you know, I hope that we won't just talk about these issues, ladies. I hope that we will begin to be about it. And, Laura, I wanted you to weigh in on the whole idea of this sort of limited space that Sonia Renee was talking about.
Oh, you know, it's interesting because in my world, so what I do day in and day out is one of the big pieces I do that I love is I get to train women who are making all kinds of sacrifices to become relationship coaches. So they're devoting their lives. They're spending time, money, energy to helping other women. And it's very moving to see them doing this. And, of course, what they're also doing is helping themselves, right? Their own relationships are going through a transformation and becoming more intimate and passionate and peaceful. And then the goal is so that they can turn around and really be of service to other women. So I think the rise of coaching is really aiding in this. So I think there's kind of this untapped desire on women's parts to be of service to other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that growing and exploding, and it's very exciting. It's very moving work to watch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Sonia Renee, how we can see more of what Laura is seeing on her end, where we can come together and not have to put that limited space there. Like, you know, I was talking about during the break, I follow Forbes and the Forbes list in the magazine and the Forbes 100 most powerful women, that we could be more inclusive worldwide.
I think that the key around that is about having women in your life that are not in competition, that are in community with you.
Mm.
And too often, you know, like our relationships with women are in these spaces where we're vying for power, as opposed to creating intentional circles of women in your life who feed you and you feed them, just like you started the show talking about watering, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I am so blessed that I have, my world is filled with women, amazing, beautiful, mm-hmm. powerful, talented women who inspire me. Mm-hmm. You know, and we come together and we have, you know, our little potluck dinners, or we go out to, you know, the wine bar for Taco Tuesday. And what we talk about is how we are living in our power, and how we are following our dreams and passions, and we hold each other accountable and we encourage each other. And though creating those intentional spaces where your network of women are not your competition, they're your community. Mm. That, for me, is what has transformed those relationships.
Now, let me ask you this, because I think that's incredible. They're not your competition, they're your community. But now, in your community, somebody is going to rise to their pinnacle before the other. How, in our community, do we become... Wait. I'm going to let you weigh in. I want you to talk about how we are really happy when Mary gets the book deal that you have been praying and believing God for before you.
Well, because in community, when I'm in community and not in competition, Mary's book deal is the foundation for my book deal. That's community.
Mm-hmm.
In community, Mary isn't getting an opportunity I can't get now. In community, Mary has gotten an opportunity that opens the door for my opportunity. That's community. Community is when I bring people with me, not I got, now let me close this door and seal it up, put some boards up behind it so that y'all can't get here.
Uh-huh.
And my relationships, the relationships that I have with women in my life, every time they attain, I attain.
Mm.
And I'm not in it because, oh, I'm going to get something out of it. I'm in it because they inspire me to reach my pinnacle. They remind me that it's possible. Not that it's impossible. They remind me that it's possible. Oh, if that can happen for her, that can happen. And she reminds me that can happen for me. And I'm just a reflection of you. So know that it's coming for you.
Oh, I love it.
That's what that is.
I love that. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, so again, we've touched on this so many different times. There's been a statement that's been made to you, Carlette, over the last several months. What are you going to do if Lisa, you know, takes off before you?
Uh-huh.
This is not even my dream. I am promoting my sister and supporting her in her endeavors. And so we've already had that seed planted here. But one of the things that makes me think of what my husband always tells me, he tells my son, he tells himself this, life is like the game of golf. If you go out on that golf course in a tournament and you play against any other man that's swinging that club, or woman, excuse me, you have already lost the game. You are only as good as your last golf game. You are out there beating your last score.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about anybody else in this
mm-hmm.
world. It's about what you are out there doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are too busy looking around,
mm-hmm.
losing focus and time, worried about what everybody else has done and what their successes are, instead
mm-hmm.
of really looking within and seeing where we have failed. And with saying the word failed, I want to go on to, I've got notes all over the place. When there are so many different ways to measure failure, and it's different for my family than it is for Carlette's family
mm-hmm.
or any of your families. And so when you're measuring your failure, you can't look at your friend or your neighbor
mm-hmm.
and measure your own success or failure. And you need to stop and think, okay, are you really happy? How much are you following a insane idea or regiment
mm-hmm.
for success, money, power, whatever it is you're going after, and you've lost your sense of who you are as
mm-hmm.
a wife, as a mother,
mm-hmm.
as a person in the community? And when you were talking about the coaching, how it's really taken off and women are learning to support
mm-hmm.
one another, honey, we were raised. You put your lipstick on, you fix your hair, you go, you dry your eyes, you go out. Oh, how are you? Oh, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
That's our mothers. They
uh-huh.
have corrupted us to believe that you hoard all of this
mm-hmm.
inside of you
mm-hmm.
instead of turning to your sisters and having
exactly.
a community
mm-hmm.
instead of competition
uh-huh.
to learn how to work through bad times in your marriage, struggling as a mother,
mm-hmm.
in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm again.
And I think that that's, Laura, what you have opened up. You have
yes.
opened up that community that Sonya Renee was talking about, that community that doesn't have to be competitive, you know, where we can share.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I love the way Sonya put it, that you're bringing people along
mm-hmm.
with you. And that's the sign of, that's the mark of a community versus,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it, you know, that's what happened to me, right? When I talked to these women who had long marriages, they
mm-hmm.
brought me along
mm-hmm.
into having the same success that they had. in their relationships. Which, to me, that is the third metric.
Absolutely.
That if we
share your success. Yeah.
And let me just say this, because Sonia alluded to it earlier. She said it was like what I was saying earlier, and I didn't say it on the air. It's about, for me, I know that God created me to be an encourager. And so when we open up, the producer has been so kind to open up this forum. And not just this forum, but the entire movement of what the OPT Network is to all women. And what we have said, and my arms, ladies, if you can see them in your spirit, they are open. They are open to you. We have been given this gift to share with all of you. And what I understand about who Carlette Christmas is that I am a waterer. God has sent me to water each and every one of you and to celebrate. How awesome is it to be able to pour a little bit of water on Mrs. Obama and to cheer her on in her book, to have her grace us, but to be able to encourage her and to be able to support and share with our listeners what the First Lady of the United States of America is doing. God is sending so many people to water, and to be in, Sonia, and I believe that this is going to be coined, to be in community with each other and not competition.
Yeah.
This is what
Absolutely.
It's about.
One of the images that we share on the Body is Not Apology every day, we post affirmations. And one of the ones that is the most popular is just a simple quote, and it says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Ooh.
And every time we are putting ourselves up against someone else as the metric to our success, we are stealing our joy. We're stealing our capacity to really celebrate what it is that we've achieved. And what it is that we are growing into and learning and transforming. And that is never in measure against someone else. It's only just like we shared earlier, it's only a measure to ourselves.
Wow. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Of joy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Y'all, you're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. I got to get a break. We're back with more after this.
Probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service to 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them. At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Goodness, y'all, DC's got to figure out a way to record these breaks because it's just hot. Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're joined by Laura Doyle, Sonia Renee, and Lisa Campo. And you know what? During the break, you know, I was saying that I hope that in my lifetime I can see more of what Laura is seeing around the country. She said it's not just bringing a community together in my community, that she's touching women from around the world, literally. And Sonia Renee, you said what during the break about our likenesses and our unlikenesses?
you know, we were sharing this idea that I hope Dolores shares her story about the Methodist and her jobs. I think it's hilarious. but from that,
wait,
resonated.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
you've got to share.
Yeah,
okay.
go ahead, Laura, and share that story with our listeners.
Well, sure. You know, so I wrote a book called The Surrendered Wife. That was my first book, and people get upset about it. What's right or wife, you know, even in the Christian community, we're told to submit, but women still resist this idea. But so I'm asked to speak at a mosque, and as I'm going there, I have this I have this thought in my mind, like, oh, they're going to be really hip to surrendering, because look at the culture of their faith, you know, they're so, you know, that's going to be easy for them. And I get there and I realize they're just like the Methodists. I was raised in a Methodist church. They're just like Methodists in hijabs. They have all the same resistance and concern, and they don't want to lose themselves any more than anybody else does. Okay, so go ahead, Sonia.
So I loved this idea of, like, being able to see ourselves in other people and all the ways in which we are so similar. But one of the things that we really work at The Body Is Not an Apology is learning how... What if we were not similar at all? Like, why does that have to be a barrier to being celebratory and enthusiastic about other human beings? That difference doesn't have to be a divider. The difference can still be an entrance way to which, you know, we invite people into our lives to learn more about them and to be excited about the ways in which they're different. We have such a hang-up about difference in the society. Like, oh, if you're different, you know, that we just can't ever meet each other or know each other or be in community. And I really want to challenge that notion, particularly amongst women, that you don't have to be anything like the next person to invite them, for them to be an asset to your life.
Mm.
You don't have to be anything like the next person for them to be an asset to your life.
That is powerful. And how do we begin, Sonia, to cultivate that? A person doesn't have to look like you. They don't have to believe like you. They don't have to be the same ethnicity as you. How do we open that door?
Well, again, right, if we go back to that idea of comparison is the thief of joy, then part of the reason why we have such struggle with that is because we assume that we have ranked difference in our brains. Immediately, I'm looking at your difference in comparison to me, and I am looking at the way that you live in judgment in relationship to the way that I live.
I've got to throw in a story about this.
Go ahead, Laura.
I love this idea. I have a great story for this. So this is exactly what we work on in marriages too, right, in relationships, because honestly, men and women, not that similar.
That's
in a lot
right.
of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see the world completely differently. So I got this quick story. So you know, women, mothers, we have a certain approach. And I had one woman who left her kids and the friend's kids, so they were going to go out. They left them with one of the fathers. And while they're gone, one of the kids has diarrhea, so he's a big mess. Yeah. So what does a mom do? She throws him in the bathtub, right? What does dad do? Takes him out in the backyard and throws him off. Completely different. A woman would never do that.
Absolutely.
Did it solve the problem? Yeah. It was a hot day, you know?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was fine. So it's very much, being in a marriage is very much about appreciating the differences that, you know, a lot of times I'll go into my husband's office, we both work from home, and I'll say, okay, I need to borrow your brain, because I know he's got this mm-hmm. amazing, different perspective on my business or the world or whatever it is I'm struggling with, you know, my mother, mm-hmm. whatever it is mm-hmm. I'm struggling with that day. And so it is very much about being married.
Mm-hmm.
It has been the biggest self-improvement project along mm-hmm. those lines of having to appreciate someone's very different perspective.
So Sonia Renee, with, you know, the body is not an apology. You know, you talk about embracing those differences and that those differences don't have to divide us. And I want you to finish that final thought, because I think that that is going to be so powerful.
Just that, you know, part of one of the main sort of premises of The Body Is Not an Apology is that we believe that social justice at its root is about our inability to make peace with our bodies and the bodies of other people. And we use body in a really myriad way, body meaning spiritual, emotional, and physical selves.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't make peace with ourselves, we can't make peace with others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that, looking at difference, is also seeing something in them that we are ashamed of in ourselves,
wow.
some way in which we feel separated from others, separated from God, separated from ourselves. And as we do the work to be back in alignment with ourselves, we can then allow people to be in alignment with themselves without putting our stuff on them, because that's really what it is I see you, something in you sets off some reminder of something in me I really don't like.
Or something that I do like. Or something that I do like.
Or something. Right, or something that I do like. But then there's this conflict, right? And the conflict is, how do I grapple with this thing in me? And so then people become the poster board on which we put our stuff. And so really it's about taking my stuff off of that poster board of
mm-hmm.
you and looking, again, looking at me, sitting with me, sitting in relationship with myself. And as I make peace with myself, it becomes possible to make peace with the world.
Deep thought. And I'm going to tell you one thing, and I've said this so many times, and it bears repeating. When you sit with yourself, you have to find the authenticity of self starts with truth. And see,
mm-hmm.
the hardest part is finding the truth about who
mm-hmm.
I am. You see, because I can look at you, I can judge you, I can talk about you or whatever, but it's hard for me to look at me. And so what I have decided to for my contribution to be better in the world is to first get me straight. Understand my own
mm-hmm.
truth. And what you were saying is powerful. And Lisa and I had this conversation one of the last times that we joined, where she said, you know what, we can all have our differences, our different opinions. It doesn't make us racist. It doesn't make us
judgmental.
Well, you know, we've got several perfect scenarios. When you have friends that are people in your community who have chosen alternate lifestyles, okay? It may not be what you agree with. However, God did not put me here, because that's who I answer to.
Mm-hmm.
He did not put me here to judge you.
That's right.
I know what the Bible says. However, it does not matter. He still has not put me here to judge and condemn you. That is none of our
job. So have you been faced with that, Lisa, because you have been really strong about the alternative lifestyles, or is it just that you're seeing so much judgment?
Well, first of all, I'm raising children in a time in the world where, when you and I were little girls, this wasn't as visual
mm-hmm.
as it is now. And so I feel like as a mom, be ready to answer their questions and educate and try to raise children who are non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not their place to judge them. I have had several situations where I've got friends
mm-hmm.
who have adult children now
mm-hmm.
who are in this generation of making those choices to have alternative lifestyles. And, you know, we've sat, we've gotten through the tears, we've embraced
mm-hmm.
the news, we've, you know. And one of the things I've told my girlfriends, because I have several girlfriends who have become mothers of a child who has made an adult child who's had a decision to become an alternative, have an alternative lifestyle.
Talking about
yeah.
gay or lesbian.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of the tears and trying to figure our way through this journey, I have told her, you've got two choices. You can either accept it. What would be the worst? Accepting it and loving them for who they still are
mm-hmm.
or standing graveside.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel today if you had to make a choice right now, either accept it or stand graveside? So when we're going through these decisions in our daily lives on how we approach people,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to be very mindful, no matter what it is that they're doing. You've got to be careful how you judge them, because it's not your place.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's going to be another conversation for Real Women, Real Talk. Hey, Laura, I want you to give your website real quick.
Sure. It's lauradoyle.org. That's lauradoyle.org, as in orgasm.
Ooh,
mama, you did go
all right,
there.
Sonya Renee, I want you to give your website real quick.
You can find me at Sonya, SONYA-Renee.com, or you can find us at BodyIsNotAnApology.com.
Absolutely. And Lisa, I want to give you a plug for your business, whatever it is.
Well, it's American National Insurance. I'm an agent here in the community now, and you can reach me at lisa.campo@American-National.com. And I look forward to hearing from anyone who's looking for some help in their life.
Y'all, this is what we do every Friday. It's called Real Women, Real Talk. Hey, Laura Doyle, Sonya Renee, Lisa Campo, you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Hey,
this is how I want to end. I want to end, Sonya Renee, I've got so many things that you said written down. I want every single woman today to think about living intentional. I want you to think about the possibility. I want you to move past your fear. I want you to step out of the boat and start to live. Start to live in those things that you know that you know that you know that you were created to do. Stop being afraid to step out of the boat and simply do it. Hey, y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk. Every Friday, we bring women from the local level to the national level and even the international level to come in and just have real conversations. What's on your heart? That's what we're talking about. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see, because remember, change starts with you.